Napolitano says DHS's layered system of security could disrupt those big terrorist plots.
So what we see instead now are smaller plots involving fewer people, so they are much more difficult to pick up information about in time to intercept.
And now DHS may be asked to do that with less money. Former Secretary Tom Ridge says the agency would have to make tough choices.
Do you choose among adding more layers of security at chemical sites? Or do you address a different security risk at mass transit? Or do you channel investments into healthcare or education?
Facing unlimited need with finite resources is a relatively new reality for DHS. Ralph Basham was the commissioner of the agency's Customs and Border Protection from 2006 to 2009.
I had the luxury of serving at a time when, they were throwing money, they were throwing resources at me. And right now, the commissioner and others within the department are having to look for ways of managing these huge programs with less money, less resources. And it's very concerning.
420 million people and 70,000 containers cross U.S. borders each year. Basham says DHS can't treat everyone and everything the same.
We are going to have to come up with a way of reducing the size of the haystack and concentrate our efforts on what truly poses a threat.
DHS is already doing that on a small scale through trusted traveler and shipper programs. But even with the best risk management systems, the government could still miss some threats. DHS is stepping up its If You See Something, Say Something campaign to get people to report questionable behavior. Napolitano says a new program enhances the agency's relationship with businesses by letting company executives work at DHS temporarily.
It's helpful to us, and quite frankly, it's also helpful to the private sector to have more on-the-ground exchange about what really happens at the department.
Napolitano spoke at a U.S. Chamber of Commerce event on 9/11. Since then, businesses have faced increasingly complex security requirements. Randy Mullett is the lobbyist for the trucking company Conway. He says even navigating agency regulations on worker ID badges is difficult.
Most of it's brought about by agency parochialism. We have a DOD credential. We have a TWIC, which is a transportation worker identification credential for ports. We've got an HME credential. That's a hazard material endorsement. We've got FAST or PIP to be able to cross the Canadian border. We've got a CITA badge for being able to get into airports. All those are based on the same security threat analysis and background checks.
While problems still remain, Ridge says the government and private sector are building a stronger partnership. He now leads the Chamber of Commerce's National Security Task Force.
We need to create a culture of intelligence sharing where everyone feels empowered to hit the send button. It's trying to go from the Cold War culture of need to know to the 21st century culture of disclosure, need to share.
And Ridge says that's a philosophy that has to continue long after the 10th anniversary of September 11th.
We wear watches, terrorists have time. Think about that one. They're much more patient than we are. We're going to be at this for a while.
In Washington, I'm Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.